We will be challenged, but that's for our roots to grow, not for our tree to be cut down. It's a challenge for growth. It's not a challenge for condemnation. So there is no excuse. I don't know if this answers the question. Eh? What was the other half? So do you think that they have more to do than Stratego Makrigiani? Do you think that these people, they have more to do than General Makrigiannis? You can do your washing up, you can do your cooking, you can feed your kid, and at the same time praying for your kids. That's very easy, especially if you're a father or mother. So there it is, your prayers for your family. Or you can talk to your husband and wife and pray for them because something doesn't click and you can't understand each other. There's your prayers for the other half of you. So there is no excuse for not using everything that comes in front of us for prayer. And then you pray all the time. You don't need to have... Of course, you need to have specific times for prayer and to have a personal prayer rule. But if you follow this, you pray all the time. Like Saint Silwan, everybody was wondering how he could be in charge of thousands of workers back then at the Rosen Monastery. They had thousands of people working under him. And he was so peaceful. And everybody else who had to deal with less people, they were stressed, they were anxious. And they asked him, and he told them, you know why? Because before I go to my diaconima, before I go to deal with these people, I know every single one of them, and I know their problems. And when I'm in my room, when I'm in my cell, I pray for their problems. So when I go and see them, I don't see them as anything else, but as people who suffer. And when I deal with them, I deal with compassion and love and understanding. And this is what the difference was between him, who had to deal with so many people, and with other fathers of the monastery, that they didn't have to deal with other people, but still they were not peaceful. And Saint Paisios talks about, like, let's say that there is noise outside of your room, and I'm very sensitive with noise, that's why I keep this in mind. And instead of complaining about the noise, you could say, thank God that I'm not somewhere that the aeroplanes are bombarding the people, I'm not in a war zone, and thank God that there is no war. So this is what we said in one spot, to take the bad attacks, the temptations, the thoughts, the bad thoughts, and make them into good ones. If you can do this, then you will always be happy. But if we have negativity inside us, then even if we have good thoughts, we will transform them into negative ones. And then we will always be miserable, always suspicious, always not trusting others, and always anxious about what will happen and how others will treat us. Anything else? It's one of the characteristics of the proud person. He thinks that he knows better, and that's why he listens to his thoughts. But that's what pride is. But that's what we should fight. So that's what it is. When you go for confession and you confess your sins are forgiven. The priest reads the prayer and your sins are forgiven. There is no doubt about that. But what you need to look into, if you want to straight up your path for next life, is to create this personal relationship with God. That's what we're talking about. And that's what matters. How you do this? You do this through your personal prayers. You do this through humbling yourself. You do this through accepting your cross. Everybody has a cross. And this is how you sanctify yourself. And this is how you prove to God that you take your life seriously and that you love Him more than His gifts. Because usually we focus on His gifts and not on Him. And gifts could even be anything, even the people around us. Even having this monastery could be a gift for your life. But don't focus on the gifts, focus on God.
So in other words, you're always thanking God for...
Yes, that's one way of always being grateful, yes.
And accepting God.
Yes. And keep your eyes there. Exactly. If you try to explain our faith literally, logically, you will go insane. How from death the resurrection came. There's no logical explanation. But then again, you have to think, who created physics? Who created maths? Which is like very, very logic things. God. So if God wanted the gravity to work the other way around, this would have been the logic for us. So God is above logic. So why would you stress about logical things when you have the creator of logic to deal with? It's not logic what I said, is it?
So we have to live an illogic life.
We have to live?
Live an illogic life.
We have to live a life of faith. I'm not telling you to go and do not logical things. I'm telling you to have faith. So when the time comes and your logic puts you in the corner, you rise above it and you keep going. Like, who would believe that all of us were here today? Think 20 years back, where every single one of us was. Doesn't make any sense. But God wanted us to be here tonight, and that's why we're all here tonight. Or our path to find God led us here tonight, which is the same, God's providence. There is no logic into it. Anything else? We've said quite a few things.
We hear and we read and we understand certain things, but in a great time of temptation, all of this goes out the window sometimes.
I know. Yes. First of all, we said that the brave fighter is not the one who doesn't fall, but who keeps going regardless the amount of falls. All right? That's one. And also, we have to know our weaknesses and provide for ourselves. If, for example, I like to eat a lot. If I go in the kitchen while they prepare the food, I will be tempted. But that's my fault. Instead of going to the kitchen, I can go to the garden, for example. That's for a monastery, right? The same way, if you know that by going somewhere you will be tempted, don't go there. If you know that by looking at something you will be tempted, don't look at it. If you know that by thinking of something you will be tempted, stop the thought. We have fallen so many times that we know how these things work. We know that our thought might start from this tree is nice to end up that the lady that sells the tree is beautiful. You know what I mean? So we have to provide so that we don't fall. If we don't provide, it's our fault. That's where you need the logic, before, not after. Yeah. That's it? All right? So, I hope you understood a few things. I repeat that whatever I said was not mine, so if you liked them, they were not mine. And if you didn't like them, they were not mine. but if you want a copy of it, just let me know and I can send you a copy. And for the ones that they speak Greek and they couldn't be here and understand, the biggest part of my talk, it's, as I said, borrowed. So it's in Greek and there is a YouTube video for it. And I will put it one of these days in the web, in the Facebook, for the ones that they want to hear more or less all of this in Greek. All right? Amen.